great to have Adam Zampa in the blue colours on Australian soil playing yesterday, and a fair contribution as well, 2 for 44 off his 8 overs in the victory by New South Wales. Look, I made the statement earlier. I don't believe, and have been backed up by our listeners as well, that have sent through messages saying there's nothing to doubt here. Australia don't win the T20 World Cup without the efforts, the consistent efforts of Adam Zampa through the tournament. 1-5 wicket haul, but it's not about that. It's about economy. It's about being man for the moment, handling pressure. And he did all of that. He was absolutely rock solid. I'm delighted to say he's on the line right now after that Marsh Cup yesterday. So really appreciative of his time. Adam, welcome to Breakfast with Vossie.
Thanks, Vossie. How are you, mate?
No, really. Well done yesterday too. I said that, look, we've been frustrated back here while you've been at the T20 World Cup. Victoria, you know, beating New South Wales or a draw. We had Peter Neville on last week. He's sick of it. It was nice to get a victory over Victoria yesterday.
Yeah, mate. Pretty convincing one in the end too. The boys played pretty well. We put up a pretty big total. I think the fourth highest total ever. So, and then, yeah, backed up with the bowling. So it was, pretty good effort.
Now, okay, let's just go back a little bit. We have to talk about T20 World Cup. In your career, and your performances, and I hope you're not too humble to admit, I mean, you were just cool under pressure. I mean, you were at the peak of your powers, it would seem. You must be thrilled with what you contributed to the team performance and indeed what the team achieved.
Yeah, mate. Great feeling, obviously, to be holding up that trophy at the end and to feel like I could contribute, and I've been preparing for this World Cup for quite a while now, and been looking forward to it. It's been in the pipeline for some time. We haven't had one for 5 years, so it was a bloody good feeling.
Beautifully put. Within the group, and I have spoken this time last week. Spoke to Pat Cummins. Within the group, there was this resolve and confidence, but now that the dust has settled, can you be honest? Did you really think that was going to happen?
We, there's obviously quite a few reports on the team, and there's a lot about our last 7 series before this one, our form going into the World Cup, I guess. But once our 15 was selected, it was as good as anyone's. Obviously, to win the World Cup, you need a bit of luck, and you need to win big moments. That's exactly what we did. Like, obviously, we had quite a bit of luck with the toss, but also won really key moments, especially in the last few games. So, not a surprise. I feel like, as I said to you, our squad was as strong as anyone's.
Mm. Your own bowling, as I said, man for the moment, cool under pressure. I mean, they're all consistent, solid contributions. In the final, 1 for 26 against Pakistan, 1 for 22. You're good against South Africa, 2 for 12 against Sri Lanka. There was a 5 for against Bangladesh. But it's a curious one. I did a verdict earlier talking about our love of leg spin bowling, but in the T20 format, it's sink or swim for you. It's 4 overs. It's almost all or nothing. And you mightn't get even back to back overs. You might have 1 over, then a few overs off. Do you love it? Like, the challenge of it, each and every game is new. Do you love it?
I do love it, yeah. It's an intriguing way to look at it. Like, T20 cricket, it's very tactical. So, it's really important to do a lot of preparation, have as much information on the opposition batsman that you possibly can. And then, you know, you try and work it out in game time, what you're going to do, whether or not you're going to defend or attack, and how you're going to go about bowling to each batsman. So it's not just go out there, bowl leg spin and bowl wrong-uns and hope. There's definitely a lot more that goes into it than you would probably see. And I think the more of those little things that you can do, it gives you less chance of sinking, I guess. You swim a little bit more often.
Look, I might tap into that a little more, because I said in my verdict, I took the licence, and I speak from personal experience going way back. I mean, I used to wag school and go along and watch Bob Holland bowl, and you know, loved it. And he was with Graham Beard and all these spinners that New South Wales had on a turning SCG wicket. And that would then get you going down the park trying to do it. Now, obviously, Shane Warne had enormous influence. I think leg spin bowling is something every kid tries. Boy or girl will try when we have good ones to watch. And what Tanvi did yesterday, Amanda Jane Wellington, if you're not aware, incredible figures. Your craft, in one over, would you bowl 6 different balls? Like 6 different types of deliveries?
It's definitely no ball, particularly in T20 cricket. Definitely no ball the same in one over. Yeah, it's pretty crafty. Like, you'll bowl different versions of leg spin and different versions of sliders. And obviously the wrong one as well. So yeah, you got to, particularly in T20 cricket, you can't really be predictable. You can't bowl the same line and length every ball, which is what is needed in obviously the longer formats. But yeah, T20 cricket's definitely a little bit different. And I can't remember an over where I bowled the same ball twice for a long time.
Wow. Adam Zampa, my special guest here on Breakfast with Vossie. Now, your success in the shortened form of the game, Adam, may I say possibly to the detriment of your recognition in the longer form of the game, but is that still something that's burning inside you? At 29 years of age, you've got many years ahead of you. We love a leg spinner, Adam. Are you ready to step up? Getting more opportunities?
Yeah, I guess you've got Mitchell Swepson, who's been bowling really well in Sheffield Shield, and who's next in line after Nathan, which is, absolutely fair enough. And he's a great man, and I think a very impressive bowler too. So obviously he's standing in my way a little bit. But, if there's a subcontinent tour coming up and they want the best spinners in the country, I'll definitely be pushing my name forward. It's the same message I'll always push, is that, particularly in the last 3 years when I've actually been at the top of my game, I haven't played any Sheffield Shield cricket, so there's nothing to really go by, obviously. My numbers will say that I'm not ready to play Test cricket, but you're looking at numbers from me being 21 to 25 years old, and I'm not even the same person or cricketer as I was back then. So, in terms of Test cricket and having that burning desire, it's definitely still there. And, it's difficult, but, I feel like my best way into that team is to just keep doing what I'm doing in white ball cricket. If you want someone that can bowl under pressure and has done it at an international level, then it's me. So, if there's Sheffield Shield opportunities come up, I'm definitely going to put my hand up. But as you've seen in the last few years, it's been really difficult to get any game time.
Yeah, it's look back in the day. I mean, it was always, you'd get to fourth and fifth tests, and there'd always be two spinners played in Sydney, and you'd more often than not two spinners. I think a great time was when we had Tim May and Shane Warne. You had the two spinners in the side. You'd love a return to those days and have Nathan Lyon and either yourself or Mitch Swepson there. Adam, just one other one, just on leg spin as well. I was thinking while we're chatting, I'm right in saying you were from South Coast of New South Wales originally, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so when you practice your craft, and parents listening now, you take your kids down the nets, but you're not getting the chance to bowl on turf. And it's quite an experience when you're a young fella. It's the biggest thrill of your life. When was the first time you actually got to play on turf wickets and ply your craft?
We were pretty lucky on the South Coast, actually. I remember being 10 years old when I played my first game on turf.
Yeah.
It was like a South Coast versus Goulburn, Crookwell. I remember it.
Beautiful.
I think I smacked 50, actually.
Ah, of course you did, yes. I'll Google it now.
I was bowling big in-swingers, though. Didn't know how to bowl leg spin back then, but yeah, we were pretty lucky back then. We played quite a bit of turf cricket from a young age.
Yeah, all right. So just the final tip, just on that, because I just think you're a master of what you do, and shortened form of the game has great influence on young players. So, they're wanting to learn and know. What's your best advice then? Because is it the nets? Is it trying to get access to turf wickets early? If a parent's got a young bowler who's taking an interest and showing a bit of potential, what's the best way to go about it?
You have to have support. Obviously, every kid will want to play footy, want to play cricket. And sometimes it's tough if you don't have that support. Like, I was really lucky to have my parents that would do anything for my cricket when I was a young guy. I experimented a lot. I fell in love with the game from a young age. I tried to bowl fast, tried to bat right-handed, left-handed, bowl leg spin, and I really just enjoyed it from a young age. And as I said, that support was really, really important.
Yeah, so don't be afraid to try things with a ball in hand, just work on some different deliveries. If it doesn't work, you just stick at it and see what comes up, and add it to your armoury. Is that correct?
Yeah, as I said, I used to my dad used to pull me aside after a game of cricket and say, can you at least just try bowl two balls in a row with the same bowling action? Stop trying to bowl like Brett Lee one ball. Stop trying to bowl like Jason Gillespie the next. And then finally got to a point where Dad was like, you're not going to be big enough to bowl fast anyway, mate, so you may as well try and bowl some leg spin.
That's a great story, Adam. I really appreciate you coming on the program because you did only play yesterday. Great to have you back on Australian soil. You've gone through, hopefully, the last quarantine for a while, and you can get on with it now. And all the very best for the summer. And who knows? I mean, onwards and upwards. 29 years of age, never been in better form. Let's hope you get recognised across all forms of cricket.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Bossy. Good on you, mate.